A groundskeeper crouches next to one of the crumbling shrines at the Prambanan site, cutting the grass with a sickle. It is eerily quiet at the 10th century Hindu compound just a week after the earthquake struck, sending hundreds of intricately carved stones to the ground. This is the largest temple complex in Indonesia, dedicated to the Hindu divinity of Shiva. It has 8 main structures and more than 250 smaller ones. The compound underwent extensive reconstruction from 1918 to 1953, and now much of that work has been undone. Aristia Studi, one of many archaeologists studying the site, says the first priority will be to stabilize the damaged structures and find out how deeply the foundation may have shifted from the quake. She says if the largest buildings need reconstruction, it'll take a lot of time to restore, depending on how many people can be deployed to work on the site. Herdi Brahmasudi, with the Yogyakarta Tourism and Archaeological Agency, says the next few years will be painstaking and require a massive effort, as archaeologists may have to rebuild the site from the ground up. She says seeing the Prambanan complex in such a condition is heartbreaking.
I feel like I will cry all the time because we already left the temple.
President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono last week called on UNESCO to help Indonesia rebuild the site. The temple complex brings vital tourism money to Central Java. Yogyakarta is second only to Bali among Indonesian tourist attractions, with more than 1 million visitors a year. Officials with the country's Archaeological Conservation Agency say damage assessment alone will take months to complete, during which the site will be closed to the public. The site is considered to be one of the most important examples of Hindu architecture and serves as a reminder of the predominantly Muslim country's Hindu past. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Yogyakarta.